From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Former Army psychiatrist Major Nidal Hassan has been formally charged with 13 counts of murder in connection with the shootings at Fort Hood, Texas. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
13 charges of premeditated murder carry the possibility of a death sentence for Major Hassan. Chris Gray is the spokesman for the criminal investigation.
The accused is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. And we have a duty and obligation to protect the constitutional rights of everyone involved.
But Hassan's lawyer, John Galligan, is less confident that his client can receive a fair trial.
I have no charge sheet. I just continue to hope he has a fair trial here or somewhere.
Galligan is not convinced a jury pool could remain unbiased after the press coverage. He says he has already received anonymous threatening voicemails. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
As he considers sending more troops to Afghanistan, President Obama says he will not hesitate to use force to protect the United States or its interests. Mr. Obama says he will not take that step without a clear strategy and public support. The president also promised to take care of military families while their loved ones are serving abroad.
Your family is a priority for our family. So we're increasing pay. We're increasing child care. We're increasing support to help spouses and families deal with the stress and separation of war.
The president made the comments before hundreds of troops and their families during a refueling stop at Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska, Thursday, en route to Alaska, route to Asia. Hawaii's budget woes will lead to the layoffs of almost 650 state workers by the end of the year. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld has more.
Hawaii Governor Linda Lingle planned to reduce the state's payroll by 1,100 jobs, but because one state law permits certain workers to bump those with less seniority and another permits workers to keep their salaries even if they wind up in lower-level jobs, that number will drop to about 650. The State Department of Human Resources says 84 non-civilian service workers will lose their jobs this Friday, 384 will be laid off next Friday, and another 181 by the end of the year. The state's budget shortfall through June 2011 is an estimated $1 billion. Meantime, the governor, the Board of Education, and the teachers' union have approved cutting 17 days from the 180-day public school year. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
At least two people have been killed and many others wounded in a bombing at the headquarters of a Pakistani security agency in the northwestern city of Peshawar. The bombing is the latest in a series of attacks since the government began its crackdown on the Taliban last month. This is NPR News. The remnants of Tropical Storm Ida are continuing to cause problems from New Jersey to parts of Georgia. States of emergency are in effect in Delaware and Virginia, where torrential rain has caused flooding and at least five deaths. Flood warnings were posted for the mountains to the coast in North Carolina, where thousands lost power for a time on Thursday. A Coast Guard search for three commercial fishermen from a sunken boat off the New Jersey coast had to be suspended because of high winds. Government prosecutors in Brazil are demanding to know what caused an enormous blackout that plunged 60 million Brazilians into darkness late Tuesday. They've given authorities until Sunday to provide some answers. Richard Reynolds has this report from Buenos Aires.
The energy minister, Edison Lobau, insists that lightning was responsible for the outage, but pretty much everyone else now says that is very unlikely. The latest is Brazil's satellite operator, which says its monitoring satellites show that there was only a small amount of very weak lightning near the Itaipu Dam, where the failure originated. Lobau says that a transmission line was knocked out, but the operator of the lines says that's not true. The question has taken on new importance as Rio de Janeiro is to host the Olympic Games in 2016, and the relatively poor quality of Brazil's infrastructure may become an issue. Federal prosecutors have formally asked the Energy Ministry and various regulators for a better answer by the end of the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
An earthquake struck northern Chile, knocking out power to a small city. There were no reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake at a magnitude 6.5. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 93 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.